Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this episode is perfect if you are feeling jealous, bitter, and spiteful right now. We're here to take all the shame out of feeling jealousy. I mean, we've all needed this episode at some point in our life. Mm-hmm. And if you need it right now, this is for you. Enjoy.
Stunning.
Wow, Jesus
God,
Christ.
That was a really good one.
Newsreader. Cool. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
I need some kind of tech whiz to
bloody hell
show
almighty.
Me around.
Holy hell.
Holy God. Hell. So we're not doing too well, holy hell.
We're in the pits, holy hell.
Have you been assuming the worst? Because if so, you were right.
You were right. It's not even like that.
It's
or
not like
it?
That at all. No, no, it's no. not. Just Wing's okay. jaw. What the fuck?
I'm in a state of despair.
Yeah.
Frankly. I've got a bad jaw. Did you guys know that about me? I don't know. Did I say that
they
my jaw
that
was like
locked? They know that you've got no hip sockets.
And... Yeah, I had no hip sockets, but I did grow them.
You've got them now.
Yeah, I didn't have them, but now I do. I just got them a bit late. The jaw is a separate issue. It's just, I've got the classic TMJ, but it's really bad.
But no
and
one
it's been
knows
bad.
What TMJ is. You say that like it's sort of a known phrase.
I know. I said that to Freya, our manager, the other day because I just thought, I'm not going to explain it. So I just put TMJ and I thought, if she cares,
people
if she Googles
Google.
It, she can Google it if she wants. But I'm not going to be like, so I've got this thing and it basically blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, oh,
a
boring,
clicking
boring.
Jaw.
Crunching.
Oof.
Crunching jaw.
And sometimes the Wing does
it's
this
terrible.
Face where... As long as I've known you've been doing this, but you'll just start crunching, crunching, crunching. It's like, ow, 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 the sound.
And the side of my face kind of pops out.
Yeah.
I also, like, separate issue, the side of my, like, one of my neck muscles is so swollen at the moment. Mm. And I had a ultrasound the other week.
Yeah.
And where they looked at my neck and they were like, everything's fine, because basically I thought I had cancer.
This has been a long, issue. Ongoing thing behind the scenes, guys, for...
Pretty much
Many
as long
months.
As you've known me. Before the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the cancer sort of thing that you've thought has been an ongoing thing.
Yeah, since 2018.
Oh, well, I didn't know about it for that long. Jesus, you
No, I didn't tell any... Yeah, no, I did, actually. Because one time I was on campus. I was at the doctor's on campus and I was crying in the doctor's on campus. I knew... We were friends at this point. I didn't tell you.
Jesus.
It's a bit weird behaviour from me. But anyway, it's like, I was actually just stressed about my dissertation. Like, it's fine. But...
Projecting onto the neck.
Projecting onto this thing that I had. But anyway, I got it to... I had an ultrasound. The ultrasound was fine. But there are some ongoing issues. And I do have TMJ. And I have an MRI in a couple of weeks. So, I just want this jaw, like, snapped off and give me a new one. But
snapped
we'll see what
off.
Happens.
I don't want it snapped off you, but I think something needs to happen because...
Something's got to give. It's killing
almost,
me.
That is a crazy place to be feeling pain. And it's just one of those things you don't think about how much you use your jaw. Because I've been thinking about my jaw for the last few days, just trying to get into your
me.
Pain.
Oh,
and thinking,
thanks.
God, using my jaw right now. Using
Getting
my jaw
into
right
the
now.
Mindset
and it's like,
of
imagine
wing.
If that hurt. I've been thinking about
and
you.
It does hurt, or not even hurt, like, even if it's not hurting, its range of movement is limited.
Ugh.
Which isn't ideal, but anyway,
it's not
so
nice.
Sorry to bring this up at the beginning, guys. Boring.
No, not boring at all.
But that's where I've been physically. Yeah. And what about you then? So you're in holy hell as well.
Well, I'm just in holy hell in general at the moment.
Right.
Just that is I live in holy hell.
Holy hell.
I am kind of Hades these days.
Seffi of
I'm
holy
living
hell
up to my
drive.
Persephone name and just living in hell. And Yeah, literally the queen of hell right now.
Yeah.
Just everything's not nice in my house right now. My grandma stuff is still going on. She's still in hospital, on and off palliative care. Very weird situation. Mm. It's just fucking awful and weird as fuck. So I'm just in a weird sort of limbo stage. And then to cherry on top, I'm ill. I'm like, I've got some kind of cold. But I'm going to Portugal tomorrow to see my dad and my little sister. So that will be nice.
That'll be really nice.
To get away from it all for a second. But I mean, it doesn't stop any of the shitness. It just puts me in a different environment for the shitness. But it'll be nice to be, you know, in a different environment with the shitness.
In a different bubble. It's important, I think.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, we're talking about something quite different then from all of that that we
just
said.
Yeah, that was a dump.
Unfortunately, we won't be speaking about TMJ and holy hell for the rest of this episode. Do you want to introduce us? Do you want to set the scene?
Well, somebody wrote in saying, could we talk about compare and despair, which is a phrase I've heard before from therapists and is just a phrase that I know is in the...
In the lingo,
compare and despair. And we recently were speaking about somebody, just, you know, can we say somebody? You did a face as in like...
Yeah, it depends where you're going to go with this, but yeah, take it away.
We were speaking about somebody who, they basically said on the internet that they don't get jealous. They were just like, I just don't get jealous. It's just not a feeling I get. And we were kind of talking about it, and
we were
thinking,
kind of baffled. We were kind of dumbfounded, hey? Well, as you can imagine.
We were immediately skeptical.
Confused.
Confused.com, if you remember that. It just doesn't seem to add up.
Something else. We had another message that said, how do you deal with your, did they say boyfriend?
Yeah, I think it was boyfriend.
How do you deal with your boyfriend being attracted to somebody else? How do you cope? I think was the phrasing.
Yeah.
And we said not very well.
Not well.
Don't cope well.
And then we started talking about jealousy in general. And actually this is just a big thing this episode about how to normalize jealousy.
The normalization of being a bit unhinged, I think, when it comes to feeling compared to other human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
As I get older, I think I get more aware of how... So then we were also speaking about, this is a final thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a bit vague here because I do intend on coming back to this in months to come, hopefully where we have partnered with whatever. But basically.
Yeah. This is the brand that we want to talk about, but
we really
want to
talk about it, but we can't. But anyway, so I came across this thing that is kind of hard to explain now.
A man.
Without going into too much detail. But for example, there's this man, right? So basically, I said to Seffi, I think I'm realizing that I'm a slightly more jealous than the average person. And Seffi said, no, I hope you don't mind me saying. You said, I don't think you're necessarily more jealous than the average person. I just think a lot of people don't admit how jealous they are. And I said, so true. But also, there was this one situation with, let's say, a fictional man.
Mm-hmm. Let's
in
say.
Which the setting...
which is exactly what it is.
It's a fictional man and...
That Wing is in love with.
Oh, I'm in pain. I'm actually... You know what? I'm in a good... I haven't been in those parts for like a few days, so I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
So I'm feeling a bit of distance.
I was thinking the jaw must be quite a nice relief from this love that you feel at the moment for this fictional man.
Yeah. I think the love has just been a bit baffling and confusing and a bit...
Honestly, disorientating.
Very.
Yeah.
And potentially rewiring my whole brain and existence.
Yeah, no, I think it is.
So, if you don't mind me saying
it. Yeah, yeah.
It's just pretty much changing who I am as a person at my core. But anyway.
Which is why we need to work with this brand.
With the brand.
ASAP.
So anyway, fictional man. And there's an offering here. There's a fictional display of this fictional man with another woman who obviously isn't me because I'm real and she's fictional. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is enjoying it and loving it and living it up and being like, oh my God, like I love the idea of him kissing this girl, blah, blah, blah. Putting themselves, I guess, in the place of the woman that he is with in this fictional space. And I cannot find that joy. Yeah. I am fucking fuming that
He dared to look at a fictional man dared to look at a fictional
just
woman.
Just devastating to know that you're not the only woman on the planet sometimes.
Yeah, no, that is actually sometimes a devastating realization.
It is sometimes. And look, I'm so happy to be here with all of us together.
But sometimes it would be nice
you are devastating.
To have all eyes on you.
All eyes on you. I think it's fair to say.
I think it's fair.
In a vulnerable moment too, I think it's fair to say. I think it goes without saying that obviously we would be sometimes a little bit touchy about the idea of our kind of like intimacy being shared or divided, like the value that we are being given by someone that we so desperately want value from, that validation being shared with other people could be painful.
It is fundamentally painful. I think I just think obviously romantic relationships and desire and all of these things breed so much comparison, because that is fundamentally what it is.
So we're talking here, I think, as well, mostly from the experience of a monogamous, heteronormative, heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about gender. We're talking about the idea of like being this kind of cool girl who isn't bothered by anything. And it's just like, she has no standards and no boundaries. And she just lets everything slide. Woohoo.
He's
having the time of his life. Yeah.
Watch it be shattered.
Well, I am shattered. I'm absolutely devastated. The last thing I would describe myself as is unbothered or cool in any way. I think, do you remember a good few episodes ago, can't remember in what capacity, I don't know for why I brought this up, but I was talking about a situation where it was a parents' evening and I was like 4 or 5 years old. Yeah. No, maybe that's a bit too young. I was probably like 7 or 8. I was really young, under the age of 10. And it was like, oh, Erin's amazing. She's like topping this, she's topping this, she's topping this. And she's like second to the top in this one thing.
Yeah.
And then one of my parents was like really upset about that.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I think about this often.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's objectively crazy response.
It is an objectively crazy response to have a child really succeeding. And even if they weren't succeeding necessarily, but it's like this kid is doing pretty fucking well.
Yeah.
Doing kind of exceptionally well, actually. And your response is to be like, this one thing where your one mark or whatever you missed
isn't good enough.
And now I'm going to compare you to the other child who was also my best friend. I'm going to compare you to the other child who did that one mark better or whatever, and kind of insinuate that I don't want you as a daughter. I want the other person. So I think that must be so huge.
Did they say they want the other one as a child?
So I remember one of my parents being like, the other parent, the parent who was being normal in that situation, was being like, no, Erin, like, don't be upset, like, you know, like, we love you, like, you did amazing, we don't want Sephi as our daughter, do we?
Oh god, don't bring me into this.
I know. We don't want Susan as our daughter, do we? And the other parent didn't reply, just was giving the silent treatment on the way home. It's a very bizarre thing to do to like a
really,
year old
really
child.
Odd.
So that's just where I'm at, guys. That's what you're dealing with here.
Well, it just breeds in comparison so early, and it's like
as
if
really
we don't have
horrifically.
It enough in us throughout life. Like, don't worry, I don't need that in me at age 8, because by the time I'm 16, it will have been drilled.
It would have been there anyway.
Every
so thanks
angle.
For that.
Don't you worry.
And also kind of, so it's comparison, it's kind of the perfectionism thing of like you could have everything pristine, but if you kind of just fluff up one word, then you're worthless and all of like, just there's so much there. And I think that experience, among I'm sure many other things, has added to me. I do think I probably am a bit more jealous than the average person, I also think I'm quite aware, and like, I think there's an angle of jealousy that can be quite like cruel to others. So I don't think
Definitely.
That's where I'm at.
No, you're not.
I don't think my jealousy makes me harbour like a bitterness towards other people.
No,
I think I have that all for myself. The bitterness just lives in me, for me.
Yeah, I think also there are two different almost there's jealousy exists as an emotion, which is not inherently bad. No. But the shame and stuff that we put on it as a society of keep it secret, keep it hidden, don't tell anyone, and just kind of you are bad for thinking that. Mm. That's what then makes it manifest as like that bitter sort of like outward jealous, like outward sort of hatred. Like, you know when you're in a conversation with someone and they snap at you, they bite, or like if you've ever told someone something that you're doing that like maybe isn't even that good, or just like a not just like a thing that happened to you that was nice, or something that you did, and you can just see it all over their face, just sort of like them trying to contort their face into a smile, but you can just read it's it awkward. So much. And we've all been, literally we've all been there. Like that is not a bad, that does not make them a bad person, it just means they're struggling with the same shit everyone else is struggling with. But that only comes from the layers of shame over actually feeling it.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing wrong with the actual feeling of being like, fucking hell, I feel like I'm comparing myself to everyone. I feel jealous of everyone. I wish I had that opportunity. I wish I had that. I wish I looked like that. I wish I had that grade. Whatever the fuck it is. That isn't bad. That's actually to be expected. And that is good that you're feeling that. That is a human emotion that drives you. And also, if you got throughout your whole life without feeling jealousy, you might be a sociopath. I don't know. I'm not here to diagnose. But there might be something off. There probably is, like, that's a really normal, it's like, oh, I went through my whole life without feeling anger, well, without feeling something fear. Off there then.
It's like, well, yeah, so you are a medical anomaly then.
You are. No, it's not good. That's not necessarily a good thing. But the thing that is horrible, the sort of the most painful bit of jealousy, is then the attachment that we put on of that sort of God, I felt a twinge of like jealousy when my friend said that, which means that I am therefore worse than her. I am like evil inside. I wish doom on her. It's like, no, you don't. You just were raised to feel like women are your natural competitors, which in this weird fucking way, they kind of have become that, which obviously we don't want that. That is not nice. But you are only...
on a macro social scale.
Yeah. That is a very normal human emotion. It doesn't mean that you should act on that. It means that you should communicate it.
Yeah. And I think also validate it. Like, and kind of coming back to the thing of like being in a relationship with someone and how do you cope with them being attracted to somebody else. I think there's a lot of emphasis put on young people, young women, to like take the brunt of a lot of shit and be able to handle things and be able to handle it perfectly. And I don't think there should be shame in being able to like reflect on a situation and being like, you know what, I didn't handle that amazingly and I didn't really have to, and I'm learning and I'm carrying on, here we go, keep going. Like, and also with something I think as specific as if you're in a monogamous relationship and the person is expressing for whatever reason an attraction to somebody else, I would just like to validate you in being a little bit peeved, a little bit fucking devastated actually. And there is a huge amount of it that lives in that kind of abstract space of like kind of like almost kind of that feminine fury of like there's something almost cartoonish about it. There's something like that's a level of like humor and like feistiness, or there's something kind of hyperbolic about it. But I think at its core, it's really important to validate the emotion that you're feeling of feeling jealous and hurt, because you want someone to love you.
Yeah.
It's not a crime.
No,
to be like wanted natural. And to feel special.
It's natural as well. Like, even it's just if you think about it on the like sort of evolutionary level, and I'm not a scientist by any even tiny stretch of the imagination.
You're my scientist.
I truly know nothing. But it seems to make sense that it's like, okay, so if it's in...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Women's interest to, once they have kind of mated with a man, they have a child with him, or once they've picked him as somebody that they want to have sex with and that's their person, it makes sense that they want to keep them around. So any sort of threat from like, oh, I find this person attractive, that's going to trigger something like quite primal in you of like, no, fuck, this is a disaster, this means that I'm losing the sort of protector, blah blah blah. Even though we don't live in that society anymore, those fears are quite irrational in the way that sexuality is
more fluid than being pregnant for 9 months. And
it's completely different from that now. But also sexuality is so part of the culture in the way that men and women will feel attracted to people much more sort of casually. It's like, okay, so you walk past an advert and it's like, yeah, I'm attracted to that, and it's not doesn't mean that person's going to leave you. It still triggers this huge sort of rejection in you.
Yeah, I think that's normal to also be at a particular point in your life. Like, something we've been saying a lot recently is kind of the idea of like, when you've got other things going on, or you're in a certain space, you're in a certain mood, you're in holy hell, you're in the pits, whatever, even if you're not, even if it's just like you've got something going on at work, or someone at work is being a bit patronizing to you, and it's kind of reminding you of your dad, even though you're not really thinking of that in the right, consciously. Like, there's always, you're constantly taking in information every single day, and sometimes it can be so kind of subconscious that the reaction or the emotional response that is kind of generated by that can feel really irrational. But it's probably coming from a certain, like, it could be because of that parents evening thing, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's gone into you, that's deep, and
yeah,
that's
gone
gonna
in
be
somewhere.
There forever.
Yeah, and sometimes someone being attracted to someone in an advert, whatever, regardless of whether they're going to leave you for that person in the advert or not, sometimes you might not care, and sometimes you might care a bit more because you're just feeling a little bit fragile, and it's fine to feel a bit sensitive and fragile, and it's fine to like be a human being on planet Earth feeling uncomfortable feelings.
Also, I think it depends when sort of like something could catch you at, so they say, oh, I think this person's hot at 8 in the morning, it doesn't really bother you, but after a day where you've had a shit day and blah blah blah, it's like that, then that will offend me in a way that it wouldn't, or just sort of just hit me in a different way. Like, there was an experience that I had semi recently where, like, oh, how do I even say this without giving too much away, but like it happened sort of in an environment that was like inherently romantic, like at a sort of sunset. We were having some drinks. It was like very stunning environment. There were people
ooh
playing
la
music.
La.
It was very stunning.
It's getting hot in here.
It was very beautiful, sort of cinematic
God,
environment.
Amorous environment.
And amorous. I was like, okay, God.
It was
an
amorous exchange.
It was,
if you will.
Well, it should have been. It was very nice. I was like, God, this is so stunning as an environment. Mm-hmm. And what the guy decided to come up with in that moment, there was a Katy Perry song playing, and he said, oh, I used to think Katy Perry was just so hot. And that in itself is not the worst thing in the world. Okay, Katy Perry's hot, totally agree with you.
But then he made it worse.
Did he?
Didn't he? Didn't he say, but I don't think she's hot anymore?
Yeah, even worse. What, now she's had a kid? Worse. Fuck you.
So it's like, okay, so you're going to make me jealous and annoyed, and then you're going to be a misogynist.
And also, now she's aged and like...
Exactly, yeah, now she's aged and had a kid and she's not a California girl anymore. Anyway.
Now she's not got cream pies on her boobs, you don't...
Exactly, it's as if that makes me feel better, thanks.
Exactly. But that is not an annoying statement necessarily to me, like, oh, I find Katy Perry hot. But it was more the environment.
It's not shocking news.
No, that's fine. Also, yes.
Everyone does. We 100%. All love Katy Perry. Yeah.
It was the environment in that we were having two different experiences that I was like, well, that is not appropriate for this setting. Right now, you should be maybe saying that I look good, that this is nice.
That would be nice.
You maybe should be saying something about me. Why? Because you're hearing Katy Perry. Are you talking about Katy Perry
being
hot?
It feels fucking basic, no?
It feels rude.
I also think, well, I think that's kind of my crux as well, and something that I would like to make clear, and I don't know if many people, maybe some people would be like, oh, shut up, Wing, you're so annoying. And I'm sure it's happening all the time. Maybe, often. But I'm sure someone out there is going to fucking agree with me. I know, Sefa, you probably will.
Mm. There's a good chance.
There's a good chance here. If I'm with someone and I feel as though they are making me aware of people that they are attracted to.
Yeah, hell.
In a way that...
Hellscape.
Doesn't sit right with me, doesn't make me feel even just like respected as someone that... they want to spend time with.
Why am I on the peripheries of your attention right now?
Even
when I'm
on a friendship
with you
level, I think it's really, can I say something really sad?
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm saying such childhood things, but when there was one time that my nan who I I don't know if I want to say, yeah, no, I'll say that. So my nan who I love so much, my gorgeous nan, used to look after me all the time. We used to share a bed, like she lived with us, like it was, she's my queen and castle. And she went on holiday with her sister, R.I.P. Auntie Maureen. And someone else came to stay with us, coincidentally, at the same time. Someone else in my family.
Okay.
And I would always say, and I was so young, guys, so forgive me. I was probably like 6 years old. And my parents hated me from that parents' evening, so I'm really going through it. So give me a break. Someone else in my family is staying with us. And I kept being like, aw, when's my nan coming home? When's my nan coming home? Kind of, you know, there's necessarily an insinuation. Yeah, it's normal for a child. Yeah. Not an insinuation there, but I think as the other person in the family, that you could infer that I am saying I'd rather my nan be here, which is true.
You are saying that.
I'm totally saying that. Oh, of course it's fine. But translated into my modern day, if I was with you all the time and I kept saying, oh, I just like wish I was with my other friend X, Y, and Z.
I would literally say, go get literally fucked and go and hang out with them.
Right? So yeah.
It's upsetting.
And it goes, it's not just in a romantic thing of, oh, I think Katy Perry's hot.
No.
Or I think X, Y, and Z.
It's a rejection.
Like, what are you really saying here? And why? And if it's happening at a rate that I think is too much, I'm going to have to let you know. Because I don't think these are the kind of conversations we need to be having. Like, it feels a little bit immature. It feels a little bit like you're trying to say something else. It feels a little bit like,
well, it looks like,
you know,
you're
noticed a guy looking at me, so now you're trying to make me jealous about something else.
No,
blah blah blah. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot going on under the surface here, and I just want to bring it right back up and say Katy Perry is not gonna shag you, mate. I might if you change your fucking tune. Let's not fucking talk to each other like that. I think it's fucking weird.
Well, the thing is, I think it's like, look, we can talk about that if you're also making me feel like you want to hang out with me. But the fact that we're right now, it's like, yeah, that would be a nice conversation.
Katy Perry hot is not news. I would assume that everyone would think, yeah, California girls, she's looking great, she's fucking hot,
blue hair, wow.
I think the crux is it goes without saying. And I think if you're saying these things, my question would be, for why?
Well, I think it's like you can have that conversation.
I didn't
but
ask.
Say we were having that at lunch, that conversation at lunch. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. We can talk about it. I think it was the fact that it's like in a absurdly picturesque environment. It's almost like
suggestive conversation.
That's not my script for this moment. I'm so
totally.
Sorry.
Totally.
But what you were saying about even with friends sort of doing that, I was thinking about like how... I even think it goes down to the level of like, if someone is not present there, like if someone, I think I'm a bit weird about this, but if someone is texting someone else, so I'm hanging out with you, and if you're constantly texting your other friend, like, you know, when someone just cannot put their phone down, they're in another conversation, basically. It's like, you're literally not with me. And there's totally so much room for texting someone else when you're with someone.
I'm so sorry, I just need to quickly blah, blah, blah.
Or just
whatever.
Even you sending the odd message, that's a completely normal thing. But I really think I find it I think I feel rejected sometimes, actually, when you're with someone and they are completely in another conversation with someone.
Yeah, well, it's so fair.
It's so horrible. And I actually
do that to you?
Never. You've never done that to me ever in your life.
Good.
Like, and I don't mean sending messages. We all have to do that. That's an
iconic thing. Of course, yeah, that's life.
Thing.
Yeah, it's iconic.
It is. Iconic. We have conversation.
Iconic.
Going.
Yeah, we're just doing our admin. Yeah.
If I believe in anything in this life, I believe in conversation.
Conversation. Yeah, it's so
but
true.
Also, if I believe in anything in this life, I believe in being present.
And having a conversation with the person that you are actually with.
Being where you are.
Would be nice.
And sometimes I think we've normalised, like, sort of just, like, being with your friends, but you're all talking to people separately. And I just feel like, what are we doing sometimes?
Yeah. And it goes back to kind of you having the amorous exchange with that guy. And he's, so he's not reading that. Amorous exchange.
Amorous.
Do you get what I'm saying there? Amorous exchange. And
I don't know if there's a reference. I know what amorous there's exchange means, but is there a it's deeper the, reference?
Yeah, it is. It's The Sims 4... like conversation tabs, like, you know, when it's like you're having a suggestive conversation.
Nice. Yeah.
Or like flirty exchange, amorous exchange.
Well, we weren't having an amorous exchange. We were having
an awkward
moment.
Well, you should have been. He didn't read the
awkward moment.
Yeah, he missed the brief. And I think someone
also there's a bit extra to that, but I'll say that after. Sorry.
Oh no, go on, say it now.
No, because it's just like a bit of a thing.
Well, I just think anyone not making you feel valued in that moment, it you are justified in being upset. And I think there is like an energy that comes with that of like,
yeah.
Or just kind of the expectation or like the social narrative around almost like you have to, in order to keep this relationship going, you have to let a lot of things slide.
Yeah,
and
which isn't
that
nice.
Is just not nice. That's just not
and,
a nice place
your,
to be.
Not your duty. You don't need to let things slide.
No.
And
kind
slide.
Of the insinuation of like, well, you should be so lucky that he's even here. So, or like, if you push him any Ooh. Further, he'll get annoyed or like, oh, you can't have that conversation
Good
now because it will go wrong. Or do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be super, super chill. Don't bring it up. Otherwise, you'll scare him off. You'll lose him. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
that
what the fuck's that about?
Vibe. I think that's a really normalised etiquette that people follow.
Well,
of,
I think
like,
women
I'm
are supposed
scared.
To bury things.
Totally bury and pretend like you are happy with the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But maybe you're not. And you should definitely be validated in feeling like you're allowed to say, hey, that didn't make me feel good. Or like, hey, just from now on, shut your fucking mouth about Katy fucking Perry. What are you, a fucking little monster or whatever? What are you, a fucking Katy Perry? Like, what are fans called? What are Katy Perry's fans called? I don't know, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up every once in a while. Otherwise, I'm walking. Sorry.
And you know what happened? Famously, I walked.
Famously, she walked. What was the other thing you were going to say?
Well, the other thing, I then sort of decided maybe I don't want to say it.
Oh, but I want to know.
But we'll try it on for size.
Okay, go on.
because I didn't really express myself in that moment, because I think I was just absolutely knackered.
It's hard. I mean, I'm saying it like it's easy, by the way. Just don't ever listen to me, guys.
No, do. We know what we're on about.
You
we
should be validated in feeling how you feel. It's like, pff, as if I'm ever going to say how I
feel.
Well,
I think I did, but because I had been famously, as we were just talking about, burying a few things that annoyed me, that was the one that then I kind of snapped at. And I did my the classic jealous, I put the shame on top of it, and I just snapped at this guy. And
yeah.
I said,
oh,
you
God.
Haven't kissed me all day, you know? And he's like, that's really weird.
No, I think it's normal.
So weird. And he was really taken aback. He was like, have I not? Oh, no, I shouldn't do the accent. Should I not? He said.
I think that's fair. I
don't want to give it away. and it was the game. The cat's out of the bag. But yeah, it was just... because I didn't express myself the first thing that annoyed me,
yeah.
You end up...
it will come out.
Snapping
She'll
at
find
something
a way.
About Katy Perry.
Yeah, yeah, which is fair. We've all done it.
Oh, it's so fair
We've
enough.
All done it.
I mean, but
Even
it's just
Taylor
sort
Swift's
of...
done it.
Life
We've
would
all done
be a
it.
Bit easier.
And before you know it, you've written bad blood.
Oh, goodness me.
And I think give yourself a break, like, especially as well, like, for example, in that situation that you're describing with that one person in particular, you were at a precarious point in your relationship. Like, it's there's nothing necessarily concrete going on. There's not like a
bizarre.
Clean label to go back on to like fall onto. So I just think when you feel like things are up in the air and you feel like you don't know where you stand, it's probably because you don't know where you stand, and it's probably because things are up in the air. Or if you feel like you're not being treated the way you want to be treated, it's probably because you're not being treated the way you want to be treated. And you're in your rights to like make that right in however you see fit. So talk to them about it, just put it on ice, go and find somebody else, just take some time with yourself to make yourself feel good. Like, I think allowing yourself to feel underappreciated is actually really hard.
Yeah.
Because I think you are kind of bred to feel like you need to accept the bare minimum, or kind of be a cheap date. And it's like, but I mean, wouldn't mind being appreciated.
That's not great.
But I think I definitely feel... Why am I talking about my childhood? Sorry, I've been ill for a few days, so I haven't been out of the house for a week. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my last experience was when I was 8. Like, I feel like I have no current points of reference anymore, apart from my childhood. But I definitely feel like as a kid, there was like, just an emphasis of like, oh, you just get on with it, don't you? Like, oh, you just take it all on your shoulders. Like, oh, nothing bothers you. Oh, you just blah, blah, blah.
And kind of read me so wrong. Everything bothers me.
Well, it bred... Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it's like, at the end of the day, I'm a human being. So if you think I'm not being bothered by something, it's not because I'm not being bothered. It's because I'm not showing you that I'm bothered. Yeah. And as an 8-year-old, and as you, my parent, that is really a shame.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. That is pretty alarm bells, hey?
Yeah.
And I think you might be really good at appearing like you're not bothered, but that doesn't mean that you are unbothered and it's okay to be bothered in this life.
Yeah.
And it's a really good thing to care. And it might not feel like it at the time, but it's a really good thing to like be hurt by things and be affected by things.
It is part of life, genuinely.
It's a part of the human experience.
It is. And as I keep saying, it's like if you get to the end of this life without being like, oh, I was never hurt, I think that's
something wrong with you. You haven't lived. Like, no, you literally, you haven't lived. You haven't lived.
That wasn't a life. And then, and you might have hurt quite a lot of people in the process because... I mean, it's not sounding healthy to me.
Well, it's kind of what we were saying at the beginning about that person saying, you know, I just don't get jealous.
I mean, liar, pants on fire.
But if you really don't get jealous, then there's a depth to that emotion that you have never experienced. And so in turn, you can't relate to Seffy and Wing. That's a shame. Like, you're missing out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think
they absolutely can relate.
But if they
can't acknowledge to themselves that they can relate.
But if you are someone who is going through life not being hurt, then you are also not being able to relate to a human experience. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
Like, you either miss out on... Yeah. I can't bother to finish that. For it. I don't know where else.
I think it speaks for itself. It's the perfect point.
Okay, perfect. You trying to shut me up? Let's go.
No, not at all. Well, just if you didn't want to go into it, I thought you've said it.
You know when you start speaking and then you think, what am I doing?
I know it often.
But I'm not. The problem is doing it on a podcast. It's like, oh Jesus, I can't even remember what it was. It was a load of shit anyway.
No.
God, guys, you're feeling jealous, hey? That's a shame. Hope you're all right.
I don't think it's a shame. I think let's take the shame out of it.
Take the shame out. So true. Why don't we all just have a cuddle instead?
Let's just all acknowledge. Let's undo. For example, if there's someone out here being like, I just don't feel jealousy. I just don't get jealous. It's like, let's just all acknowledge. We all do.
Not... Sure, in different capacities, but totally. We all do,
but
ultimately.
Also not embarrassed about it.
Well, no, I've spoken about it for fucking half an hour on a public podcast, so yeah. If I was embarrassed, I should have shut my mouth.
Yeah.
So embarrassing. I fucking mortified myself.
Not
yeah, I'm not embarrassed.
No, it's fucking normal, real. And it's human and all of that stuff that we just said.
All of that stuff. All right, let's fucking go then. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.